podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Thomas Jefferson High School in Pleasant Hills and the WPIL Wrestling Team Tournament. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network brings you AAA first-round action featuring the number 6 seed Trinity Hillers taking on number 11 West Allegheny and the 3 seed host Jaguars facing number 14 North Hills, a winner in Monday's preliminary round. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregor. Floor directors Nate Rigotti, videographer Josh Laird, Bill Chapo producing in our downtown Washington studios. Trinity was the top seed a year ago, eventually falling to Connellsville in the WPIL championship match. Both West Allegheny and North Hills were eliminated in last year's first round. Thomas Jefferson did not qualify, but comes into tonight's action off a championship performance in the Allegheny County tournament just a week ago. Our coverage of the WPIL AAA team tournament wrestling action is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Eber & Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on eberinsurance.com. By Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By the Day Insurance Agency, celebrating 50 years of service on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. Also by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online, chambersinsurance.com. And by Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. The two WPIL team tournament brackets each start tonight with 16 teams. When we're finished for the evening, we'll be down to the final fours. We'll take a look at the AAA pairings at Connellsville, Franklin Regional, and Bethel Park when we continue here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Tonight at number one seed Connellsville, the Section 8 champions Falcons are taking on Section 6 runner-up Shaler. Also at a 6 o'clock start there at Connellsville, number 8 Kiske and Greater Latrobe. At the 4 seed Bethel Park, the Blackhawks are taking on Butler, Canna McMillan, and the 5 seed Norwin will meet in this 6 o'clock round as well. And at the 2 seed Franklin Regional, the host Panthers are taking on Moon Area. Meanwhile, number 7, North Allegheny, will wrestle Fox Chapel. Winners will advance to the quarterfinals that will follow somewhere around 7:15 tonight. Burrell, Greensburg, Salem, Southmoreland, and Jeff Morgan are at Burrell in 2A. Derry, Avella, Burgettstown, and Highlands at the 2-seed Derry. Number 3, McGuffey, hosting Avonworth, Laurel, and Beth Center. And the 4-seed Quaker Valley home with Elizabeth Forward, Freedom, and South Park. Back to Thomas Jefferson on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, here on NFHS.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
West Allegheny and Trinity will be up on mat number 2. Those two met early in the year, back on December 7th. Trinity 58-13 winner over the Indians. On mat 1, the host Jaguars will take on North Hills. These two teams were both in the Allegheny County tournament a week ago. Thomas Jefferson with a really championship performance. The Jags with 4 champions, including 3 in a row. Maddox Shaw, Braden White, and Bodie Marlaw at 52, 60, and 72. And then Shep Turk to close the night at 285. The Jags also had a runner-up, 2/3, a 4th, and a 6th-place finisher, 292 team points for Thomas Jefferson. North Hills finished 6th, 122 points back. That's how impressive that run by TJ. North Hills had a runner-up, a 4th-place finisher, and a 6th-place finisher in that tournament. Thomas Jefferson comes in unbeaten in dual meet competition this year. Michael Laddick, the head coach. The Jags are 10-0. Vertus Jones, he of Greensburg Salem fame, and I mean fame, an outstanding wrestler himself. Vertus Jones, head coach at North Hills, has the Indians at a 9-3 record. Both of those were section champions, as were West Allegheny and Trinity. This is the only pod in either AA or AAA that has only section champions in this round of 16. Trinity, under Ron Tarquinio, comes in at 6-2 in dual meets. Championship at the Berkshire, Ohio Battle for the Belt. Runner-up at Tri-Cata back at the start of January. 4th-place finish at the Nurse Pro Plus at University High School in West Virginia. And at West Allegheny this year, 12-10. They went the dual meet route for the most part. did go to King of the Mountain up at Central Mountain, a 22nd place finish there, the MAC tournament first place there, and Midwinter Mayhem up at the Kowalczyk Center at IUP. But lots of dual meets. The Trinity Duels finished in sixth place behind Trinity. That was that matchup. The Moon Duels at Moon went 3-3. And then the Wheeling Park Duels had seven matches in that tournament, went 3-4 there for the West Allegheny Indians. We should be about ready to start when we come back after our final timeout. Just do want to let you know that as of this moment, the plan here at TJ is to not announce wrestlers once they've checked in at the tables. Backwoods guy in me says that there might be a problem. We'll do our very best, and we're working on updates from both scoring tables, and we'll do our very best to keep you posted as well. The WPIL AAA Team Wrestling Tournament first round, Thomas Jefferson North Hills, Trinity West Allegheny, when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
This match and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Following the match, we will recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Captains are gathering with the two PIAA officials. Andy Wright will be on the Thomas Jefferson North Hills match, Larry Maggi on the Trinity West Allegheny bout, and then both will work the quarterfinal. Winner advances to Saturday's semifinals at Peters Township with a chance to go on to a revamped PIAA team tournament match that will get started the following Tuesday. We're going to start at 121 pounds here this evening. 121 was the pill that came out of the bag. So we'll 160 pounds will be bout number 7. That'll put us in the middle. Trinity has Landon Ault, James Eakin, plus two guys available to bump up from 114. West Allegheny has two available from 114 and another weighed in at 121. Takedown for the Trinity wrestler, but West Allegheny wrestler in on a legs after getting an escape. 3-1, and again, as soon as we get the confirmation on names, we will have those for you. And appreciate Tony and Savannah from Thomas Jefferson to update us. At least we think so. Yep, I see Savannah working her fingers to send me those names on that match here any minute. It's Brady Rohaley and Dominic Costa. No, Costa for Thomas Jefferson. 4-3 lead now for the West Allegheny wrestler. Cradle in there. A near fall situation is well underway. 40 seconds to go there. Trinity rolled West Allegheny in the Trinity duels. Able to kick out of the cradle, but four near fall points. And West Allegheny's wrestler there at 121, up now by an 8-3 score. Again, they have not announced, and we have not gotten that. Right up the fall called, but the buzzer had or the timer had definitely run out in that. But they are going to award some back points, and it's going to be two. So it's going to be 10-3. West Allegheny's 121 pounder leading after one there. 3-0 lead for West Allegheny, or for North Hills. For Brady Rohaley after one. Ten straight points for West Allegheny, 121-pounder, after going behind 3-0. And three takedown points here to start the second with a neutral position start. 13-3. And forearm tied up and now trying to get to that cradle a second time. And our apologies, but this is WPIL setup without announcing wrestlers presenting on the mats. And we've made a couple of inquiries, but unable to get that square changed as of yet. We'll keep you posted. Near falls coming, four near falls. And so if the Trinity wrestler goes to his back one more time, this bout will end in a technical fall. 6-0 lead for Brady Rohaley of North Hills with about 40 seconds to go in their second period, and he is on top trying to get to a cradle. Speaking of cradles, another one locked in, and the West Allegheny going to get at least a near fall here, if not the pin, and take at least a 5-0 lead. Cradle is broken. We're going to get four near falls. And the technical fall, 21-3. And the next Trinity wrestler standing right in front of the score, so we'll not get that. We're going to take a timeout. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network right after this timeout.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does, too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
And we get word that the winner of that match was Thomas Benchko for West Allegheny, pinning Landon Ault. End of two periods. Rohaley of North Hills leading Costa of Thomas Jefferson. That's at 121 pounds. Mason Bryan wrestling for West Allegheny. And Dominic Canale for Trinity. Thank you, Phil Mary. Canale with a takedown and now pulls the far arm across. Escape picked up for Rohaley. And he's in, trying to hit a fireman's carry, but lost the arm on the way in. Still has the leg. Trying to get another takedown to go to up by a major decision lead. 7-0 lead now for Dominic Canale of Trinity. And Canale gets the fall in a minute and 16 seconds. Trinity 6, West Allegheny 5. Minute to go between Costa and Rohaley. Rohaley of North Hills is dominated. We'll go to 127 pounds there, 133 in the Trinity West A match when we come right back.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Jacob Wright for Trinity, AJ Snatchko for West Allegheny. Snatchko with an early takedown. Final seconds, third period disappearing. Brody Rohaley of North Hills, major decision lead at the moment, trying to turn Dominic Costa back into the mat. Underhook, they are going to give Costa an escape to make it 10-1, but just 7 seconds remaining. Right broken flat to the mat by Snatchko. And about ends, Rohaley, a 10-3 winner. North Hills takes a 3-0 team lead. They'll go to 127 pounds. Wright and Snatchko at the moment up at 133. Snatchko, I think he thought he cut Wright loose, but no escape was awarded. And now Wright trying to roll all the way across. They're actually in still in control for A.J. Snatchko with 25 seconds to go in that the first period. Snatchko with a takedown, and he has Wright's shoulders exposed. Wright trying to go to a roll, and he's going to give up back points. Well, he tried to roll out. Three near falls awarded to Snatchko. So his lead goes up to 6-0 now as that first period comes to an end. Logan Milligan for North Hills. And Jacob LeBrier for, LeBrier for Thomas Jefferson. Those two end up out of bounds 20 seconds in. Great to have you along tonight. Again, our thanks to Tony and Savannah from the TJ Wrestling unit, and to Phil Mary stepping in to get us updated here. Early second period escape awarded to Jacob Wright of Trinity, and Snatchko gets in on the leg, and he just tries to package Wright up, and takedown has been awarded, and Wright giving up back points. No takedown awarded yet on the LeBrier-Milligan match. They are halfway through their first period. Three near falls for A.J. Snatchko, and he's now in front 12-1 on Jacob Wright. Bar in. And now a stand-up by Wright, and Snatchko drops on the legs, spins around, and takes Wright back into the mat. 30 seconds to go, first period between Jacob LeBrier and Logan Milligan. Thomas Jefferson's Jacob LeBrier trying to pull his dual meet even. Team score says 4-0. I had 10-3 final, but the team score says 4-0. Takedown for LeBrier late in the first period. And we technical fall for A.J. Snatchko, second one of those for West Allegheny. Team score goes to 10-6 West A over Trinity. We'll go to 139 there when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Logan Slovic for West Allegheny, Devin Junko for Trinity. Injury stoppage for Logan Milligan from North Hill shaken up late in his first period. 3-0 lead for Jacob LeBrier. And again, the team board says 4-0 there. Did not see that work that way, but we will go with that. Devin Junko pinned Logan Slovic in the dual meet at the Trinity Duels back in early December. Slovic, fireman's carry attempt against Junko, and Junko ends up on his wallet and gets his arm trapped. Slovic with a takedown. Well, now they switch the points the other way, and that can't be right. I mean, Slovic's clearly in control. It's 3-0 Slovic. And those two end up out of bounds. You know, we're going to wipe that out and restart that and go back 3-0 Slovic. And now they make it 5-0. So apparently Slovic got back points. No. Right off the whistle, Junko turns back into Slovic, gets an escape to make it 5-1. Action resumes. LeBrier of TJ Milligan of North Hills, and 6-1 lead for LeBrier. A couple of takedowns wrapped around an escape. And 160 pounds will be match number 7 in each of the dual meets. That'll take us to halfway. Junko and Slovic. Now the board says 6-1. And we're going to go back to 3-1, which is what I thought. There were not near fall points. The question was who got awarded the first takedown, and it went up one side, got switched, and went back up on that side, and the scoreboard operator legitimately thought that that second three indication was back points, but it was not. Junko to his feet, free again. So it's now 3-2. Another injury stoppage for Logan Milligan. And he is running out of injury time. It's 11-1 at the moment in favor of Jacob LeBrier. And question for can Milligan go? Is Milligan going to go? And it does not appear that he is. We're going to get a default to Thomas Jefferson. Logan Milligan, problem with the left arm and shoulder. And so that default will make it 6-3 TJ. 3-2 lead for Logan Slovic of West Allegheny over Devin Junko of Trinity. Again, Junko with a pin when these two met almost 2 months ago. I asked the Trinity coaches what's different in tonight's match, and they talked about different kids in the lineup, kids better than what they were. Things got rolling that day. Junko tried to get to a leg. Slovic picking an ankle. And Junko lost the hold on the leg, and Slovic's going to get another takedown to go up 6-2. 30 seconds to go in the second period. Sean Murphy, Jr. for North Hills. Cameron Timko wrestling for Thomas Jefferson. Those two are scoreless early in their first period at 133. We're up at 139 late in the second period. Slovic with a 6-2 advantage. Two takedowns for Slovic, two escapes for Junko. In the old days, that was a takedown away from being a tie. But these are not the old days. Junko to his feet, gets free, and now we're a takedown away from being tied. End of two periods, Slovic 6, Junko 3, third period on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
And just as we went away, Cameron Timko with the takedown, he stuck Sean Murphy, Jr. of North Hills, and TJ has opened up. We're going to go 12-4 and go with the board. A major decision in the first match for North Hills. Default and a pin for Thomas Jefferson to lead 12-4. Paul Sermonero for North Hills has presented. We'll pick that up in just a moment. 7-6 now the count. Slovic leads. Junko, escape given to Slovic to make it 8-6 with a minute to go. The first two takedowns of the match belong to Logan Slovic. Devin Junko with one here in this period. After giving up an escape, got the takedown, now gives up an escape. Takedown would put Junko in the lead for the first time, but only 40 seconds remain. Liam Overdorf wrestling for Thomas Jefferson. Paul Sermonera nearly taken down. Now Overdorf caught on his side. Back to the Junko and Slovic matchup. 20 seconds to go. Slovic takes a shot. Got hands locked around the leg. Junko trying to fight that off, and he's running out of time. This could be a 9-point swing in the dual meet. Now, when you win by 45, you can afford a 9-point swing, but you better not have any other troubles. And Logan Slovic is going to hang on to that leg and win 8-6. West Allegheny 13, Trinity 6. That's after four bouts. The West Allegheny Indians have won three of the first four. Overdorf and Sermonera end up out of bounds. Sermonera with the takedown. As after he caught Overdorf on his side. Trinity and West Allegheny will go to 145 pounds. And plenty of options to report there. Trinity, in fact, has four wrestlers available to go at 145. Three nothing lead for Paul Sermonero of Sermonero of North Hills over Overdorf of Thomas Jefferson. It'll be T.J. Allison and Blake Shepis. Trinity-West Allegheny matchup. And I don't believe either of these. Yeah, yep, Shepis did indeed wrestle. He was pinned by Luke Poland of Trinity. A headlock and a sit out for T.J. Allison. Allison gets the fall in 59 seconds. West Allegheny 13, Trinity 12 after five bouts. 6-1 lead now for Paul Sermonero of North Hills, riding Liam Overdorf. 1:15 to go, second period. We'll go to 152 pounds in the Trinity-West Allegheny match when we come right back.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Luke Poland for Trinity and Grayson Gardner for West Allegheny underway. Gardner was pinned by Rocco Machetta. Poland, I mentioned earlier, had a pin in the Trinity duels head-to-head matchup between these two schools. So Hillers lost a 9-point swing in the Slovic win against Junco. But trying to maintain, again, won that match by 45. Gardner with an escape, and Poland right back in on the legs. And Poland trying to expose the shoulders. Sermonero with another takedown in his match, now up 9-2. That's at the end of two for North Hills. Thomas Jefferson leading the team score there, 12-4. Gardner stacked up, takedown, the second takedown had not been awarded, and Luke Poland turns over and pins Gardner. The fall comes in a minute and 26 seconds. Trinity back in front. Hillers 18, West Allegheny 13. We'll pick up the third period with Overdorf and Sermonero and go to 160 in Trinity West A when we come right back.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
We know it's Cameron Simon for West Allegheny. We also know that the Indians are going to forfeit one of the next two bouts. They have a wrestler weighed in at 172, but nobody at 189. So one of those two is going to be a forfeit. For Trinity, we're going to see Bear Bruckner. Let's go quickly pick up the action for Overdorf and Sermonero. They have about a minute to go. Bruckner and Simon go out of bounds to pick up Overdorf and Sermonero. And Sermonero trying to get out to the side of the body against Overdorf. He's already leading 11-3. That's major decision lead right there. Little slide by move by Bear Bruckner to try to get a takedown, but good work by Simon to get to his feet. Another takedown awarded for Sermonero, and he's dominated in a neutral position. Leads 14-3 with just 20 seconds remaining. Bruckner tried to walk into a double, didn't get that cleanly, but now dumps Simon into the mat, gets the takedown, but got sloppy up top, trying to work a front tie-up, and now Simon trying to work his way free. He gets an escape. Bruckner trying to get arm and leg. And Bruckner able to put Simon to his back, takedown and more. Near fall situation ends when they run out of room. 4-point near fall for Bear Bruckner. He's up 10-1 with 37 seconds to go in the first period. Major decision for Paul Sermonero. He's now that score 14-5 as North Hills pulls to within 12-8 now. That's after four bouts. Colby Engel for TJ now. And Adam Overton for North Hills. Those two are underway. 10-1 lead for Trinity's Bear Bruckner. And now an escape for Simon as two find their way out of bounds. A late point picked up there by Simon. Make it 10-2. Takedown awarded to Colby Engel, and then he is hobbled trying to get to his feet. He's got a cramp in his left calf, and Adam Overton shaken up as well. Both guys shaken up in that match. I'm not sure which way we went injury time, but both guys are hurting. This is one you want to run two injury clocks, but that was not the indication from referee Andy Wright. Oh, it is. He just did indicate he's going to run them both. Back to Bruckner and Simon. Trinity West Allegheny matchup, 10-2 lead for Bear Bruckner. Trinity leading West Allegheny, as you see there on the board, those of you watching on NFHS. Bruckner to his feet, stalling call against Simon. This is bout number 7 in this dual meet. Trinity's 1-3, West Allegheny's 1-3, and now Bruckner turns into a double. Simon trying to find his way to the boundary, didn't get there fast enough. Bruckner steps across the legs, gets the reversal to go up 12-2, and Simon quickly realizes he's in some peril. Nearly got the shoulders exposed, but able to get off of that. Bruckner leaning on Simon, who stands to his feet, and the two both step out of bounds. New out-of-bounds rule this year. If either wrestler has contact inside the line, you're in bounds unless somebody's touching, like, you know, a wall or something like that, or the bleachers, then that action would stop. But if either has any contact inside the line, it's wrestle on. 2-on-1 tilt by Bear Bruckner. Back count goes, starts again. Went a couple of more times, but going to get 3, I think, not 4. Indeed, that is the case. 16-2 lead for Bruckner. Check that, 15-2. So one more of those, and the match will end on a tech fall. Bruckner started to turn him over, but didn't finish that. Penalty point awarded to Adam Overton of North Hills. 3-1 the score there with a minute to go in the first period after they got started. Final 10 seconds. 1 count, 2 count, 3. That's going to be enough. Near fall here is going to end the duel. 3 near falls, 18-2, technical fall. They wiped the timeout. No, actually, it was at the 4-minute mark. Technical fall for Trinity. Hillers 23, West Allegheny 13. We'll go to 172 on the WJPA Sports Network here on NFHS.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
West Allegheny sends out Jace Stanton to wrestle here at 172. If my sheet is correct, they do not have a 189-pounder. What I don't have yet is Trinity's wrestler. Hillers with James Zawacki, Brody Gallardo, and Tegan Barr all available. And in on the legs, and quickly a takedown, Trinity's 172-pounder with the takedown. It is Tegan Barr. I was just about to say that, but thank you, Philip. Near false situation now for Adam Overton. Takes the lead with the takedown to go up 4-3. 1:20 to go in the second, and he has Colby Engel in all kind of trouble and pinned. 2:43 the time of the fall for Adam Overton as North Hills back in front. It's the Indians 14, Jags 12 as they go to 1:52. Tegan Barr with a 3-0 lead. 30 seconds to go in his second period. That's up at 172 pounds, bout number 8. So through 7, Trinity 4, West Allegheny 3. Trinity leading 23-13. Legs in by Barr, and he'll ride right there to take a 3-0 lead into the second. We'll have that for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Maddox Shaw makes quick work of Thomas Cloonan. And now Tegan Barr trying to turn Jay Stanton to his back and keep him there. Early second period. Barr trying to get the arm down and does. Gets the fall. It comes in 2 minutes and 33 seconds. Trinity 29, West Allegheny 13. It's now Thomas Jefferson 18, North Hills 14, Maddox Shaw. Winner by fall. And again, that was in 30 seconds, pinning Thomas Cloonan. They go to 160 pounds. That is the seventh bout in that dual meet. Austin DeMarino for North Hills. And TJ's Braden White. White with a little package move turns DeMarino to his knees. 3-point takedown. And Trinity and West Allegheny go to 189 pounds. Bruckner, this is Jackson Bruckner, winner by forfeit to make it 35-13. And now Ian Holub for Trinity and Tegan Gates for West Allegheny. Holub with a takedown. Trinity, one more win would clinch the duel. Any win would clinch the duel. Braden White with a takedown. Now has given up an escape. And he leads DeMarino now by a 6-2 score late in that second period. I'm sorry, first period. That's at 160 pounds. That's midway point. Ian Holub with a 3-0 lead. Another takedown awarded to Braden White. And I apologize, it's DeMartino. Trinity's Ian Holla packages up Tegan Gates and gets the fall there in a minute and 7 seconds. And Trinity has clinched the dual meet. Hillers, 6 straight victories, 5 of them getting 6 points, the other getting 5. And Trinity's up 41-13. We'll go to 285 when we come back on WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Edric Williams for Trinity, Cam Dana for West Allegheny, Braden White. Enough of this takedown stuff. He throws in a cradle and pins Austin DeMartino 2 minutes and 22 seconds, the time of the fall. Halfway through, Thomas Jefferson 24, North Hills 14. It's actually 7 out of the 13, so a little more than halfway. Williams and Dana, 40 seconds in, they are scoreless. That's up at 285 pounds. Now we have this bout and two more to go in the Trinity-West Allegheny match. Trinity will wrestle in the quarterfinals. And we're hoping that we're going somewhere around the 7:15, maybe a little later mark. Appreciate all the help of folks here getting us squared away. Takedown awarded to Cam Dana. And he has Edric Williams broken flat to his back. Quickly a takedown. Santo Sermonero taken down by Bodie Marlowe. And TJ in this run of guys that won back-to-back-to-back Allegheny County Championship, Shaw, White, and Marlowe. Marlowe already with a takedown, going to get another one here and go up 6-1. Final seconds of the first period, 3-0 lead for Cam Dana of West Allegheny over Trinity's Edric Williams. Santo Sermonero trying to find his way up off his belly. So far not able to do that. Bodie Marlowe pulls far arm across the chest and tries to dump Sermonero to his back. Sermonero somehow has been able to will himself to stay right side up for the moment anyway, and now Marlowe gives up on that. Williams and Dana back into action there in the second period. 3-0 lead for Dana. The only score, first period takedown. Williams sat out. Dana hooked him at the elbow and now flattens him out. Goes one-on-one on the other side, trying to find a way to turn Williams underneath. So far, not able to finish that off. And now Williams comes around, going to get a reversal to pull to within a point. If nothing else happens for Edric Williams this year, I just want to mention this, upset number one seed Colin White of West Green in White's home gym in the opening round of the Tri-Cata tournament. There's a piece you'll always have a hold of. 12-3 lead for Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson. Up on Santo Sermonero, and they'll go to the second period with Sermonero on bottom position. Marlowe may have beaten the whistle there, but wrestle on is the call from Andy Wright. Escape for Dana, and now a 4-2 lead for West Allegheny's Cam Dana, 285-pound bout. Hillers have sealed the dual meet up 41-13. West Allegheny won 3 of the first 4 bouts to lead 13-6. But Trinity has stormed back. Pin, pin, tech fall, pin, forfeit, pin. Sermonero turned to his back now, and Marlowe trying to end this one. Still early in the second period. Now somehow the left arm by Sermonero gets up off the mat and no more. 2:46 the time of the fall for Bodie Marlowe. Thomas Jefferson 30, North Hills 14. We go to the third period between Williams and Dana now. An escape for Dana. His lead now is 5-2. Dana and Williams forehead to forehead. Carter Morvay for North Hills at 189 pounds. Thomas Jefferson has several options. Toss attempt by Morvay. That gets short-circuited. Takedown picked up for Dana, and he now extends the lead on Edric Williams to 8-2 with now 50 seconds remaining. And it's Zach LeBrier for Thomas Jefferson. LeBrier nearly had that takedown. Now it's Morvay trying to pull the leg in. And LeBrier on his hands and knees, or on his hands, legs controlled. The takedown, though, not awarded. Switch attempt. LeBrier ends up behind, and he gets the takedown to go up 3-0. Dana dumps Williams back into the mat for a takedown, 11-3. That's a major decision at the moment, and Williams not going to get free. 11-3, the final score. Major decision for West Allegheny, 41-17. Trinity leads the team board. We'll go to 107 there when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Next to the last bout in Trinity West Allegheny, they're at 107 pounds. Jackson Hoy for Trinity, Michael Johnson for West A. As you can see, draped up over the shoulders of Johnson is Hoy, and he's trying to go to a little bit of a roll there to try to get out of this mess. Johnson trying to get up around behind. No takedown awarded yet because Hoy still has a hold of Johnson's right leg. Not going to give that up, this funk situation. In the Thomas Jefferson North Hills matchup, through eight bouts, TJ with a 16-point lead after the big three, Shaw, White, and Marlowe, all with pins. 30-14, Thomas Jefferson leading there. End of one period, Zach LeBrier up on Carter Morvay by a 3-0 score. Still scoreless between Hoy and Johnson, working to get control, but neither's been able to do that. Now Johnson in that little better position, but now potentially dangerous situation. Well, he spent a lot of time in that funk situation and neither able to get control, and now Hoy, I think, is going to take injury time. Problem with the left leg, so we'll go back and focus on LeBrier and Morvay. LeBrier trying to get to a bear hug and step behind the leg, and we saw that about 100 years ago, and a forcible trip is what ended up being the situation. The guy on the that ended up being taken down was taken straight to his lower back from that position, and obviously arms tied up, no way to defend himself. And referee called a forcible trip and ended up being a disqualification. Hoy looks like he's going to be ready to go. LeBrier and Morvay back into action. TJ up 30-14 at the moment. They have this bout and four more to go, so 30 points still available. This is by far not over. But Thomas Jefferson has not lost a dual meet this year. LeBrier with another takedown. He's up now 6-0. Johnson and Hoy back into action. Johnson in on the leg, and Hoy goes to that reach through down through the crotch and hook at the right knee of Johnson. They've just got 7 seconds to go. Hoy hanging on there. Johnson trying to get the shoulders exposed, and the takedown is going to be awarded right before the buzzer. Larry Maggi indicating, I had the takedown before time, and I agree. I'm just going to say that. We're going to go with the takedown, and indeed Michael Johnson gets the 3 points. 3-0, end of one there. LeBrier up by a 9-0 score late in their second. We'll pick up more action in both matches. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Escape for Michael Johnson. And now 3-2 the count, 30 seconds in. For the escape for Hoy, it's 3-1. Couldn't figure out a second point there, but 3-1 the count. Michael Johnson of West Allegheny in the lead. Both Trinity and West A have two wrestlers available. When we go to the final bout at the 114 pounds, when they met back in early December, Lucas Carson and Parker Jennings were those two guys, and both are available to go at it again here tonight. Johnson decisioned Hoy 3-2 when they met at the Trinity Duels back in December, Hoy leading 3-1 at the moment. Johnson in on a leg. Johnson spent a lot of time right where he is on his knees trying to get to a leg, and Hoy draped across the hips and at times down around the knee trying to get to a funk situation. Takedown for LeBrier, and he's up now 13-0. If he's able to turn Morve, or if he gives him an escape and takes him back down, it would get to a tech fall. Dominant performance here from Zach LeBrier. Winners will meet in the WPIL quarterfinals with a spot in the final four. And that's important because three of those four will go on to the PIAA team tournament that starts next Tuesday at sites all across the Commonwealth. A different format this year. LeBrier unable to get the near fall, but he'll take the major decision. 13-0, Thomas Jefferson 34, West Allegheny 14. We'll have third period between Hoy and Johnson when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, will keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
Alex Brackman for North Hills, Trent Miller for Thomas Jefferson. Those two underway at 215 pounds, that bout, and three more in that dual meet. Jackson Hoy and Michael Johnson going at it. 4-2 Johnson leads by a takedown now. Picked up an escape here early in the third, and they are in the third period. Board says second, but this is definitely the third period. Johnson, boy, we could have just taken a still shot of this and just popped it on from time to time, because this is where these two guys have been in this entire match. Johnson down around Hoy's right leg, and Hoy trying to get across the body. But now Hoy puts a cradle in. Johnson stacked up. Hoy trying to get the takedown. His ruling is no takedown. And Johnson just stacked right up in the air. Hoy gets the takedown and back counts. He got a couple of back counts, I think. The cradle's still in. Hoy trying to scramble back. He's tied the match late, but here comes Johnson up to his knees. Hoy trying to hang on, and he hangs on to the leg. Can hang on altogether. 10 seconds remaining. It's 5-4 Johnson, and Johnson going to circle a little bit, going to get called for stalling, and they went ahead and let the clock run out. Trinity coach is asking, were there back counts? And I think Larry Maggi has waved that off. And now Ron Tarquinio asking, no back counts there? And the answer was no. They're going to put 2 seconds on the clock, I believe. Well, at 5-4, I mean, you're not going to get another stalling call. And they're trying to program and put 2 seconds on, and they can't. They're just going to count it out manually, I believe. Hoy shoots across, and the match does end. Hoy tries a toss but runs out of time. And Michael Johnson, with a 5-4 win over Jackson Hoy, takes our team score, Trinity 41, West Allegheny 20, with one bout left to go. Takedown for Trent Miller of Thomas Jefferson. And to end up at the boundary, stalling call on Alex Brackman early in the second as Miller had gotten to his feet and got out of bounds. And final bout, I would expect Parker Jennings for Trinity. And Lucas Carson, I believe. It is indeed Jennings and Carson. Carson had a major decision in the dual meet back at the Trinity Duels. Jennings in on a leg, but Carson hooks him and put him over to his knee. Spins around behind, but now Carson's got to take Jennings back into the mat. Quick work by both guys, and a little scramble. And no points award. A lot of action in this bout already. And here we go again. Jennings in on legs, but the whizzer in by Carson, keeping him from working up around. Jennings not willing to go loose arm yet. Stands up, picks up at the knee. Carson, only supporting point, the right foot now. He's trying to work his way to the edge of the mat. Jennings going to pull him back in. You got to be careful doing that because you expose your own legs to a little roll shot. And now Jennings packages up Carson. Can he get him to the mat? No, he cannot yet. Still has the leg up in the air at the knee. One now, get back to the mat. Jennings trying to set up a loose arm to try to get the takedown. Trinity's got the dual meet in hand up 41-20, but they're trying to win the final bout here. Jennings working hard, twisting that knee kind of awkwardly, and Carson gets turned around front. Now he's trying to reach around back around the other way, and Jennings just drives into the back of the thigh and keeps Carson pinned to the mat. Carson trying to turn. Now he's going to end up on his wallet. Now Jennings on his belly. Late second period, 5-2 lead for Trent Miller of Thomas Jefferson over Alex Brackman of North Hills. TJ with a 20-point lead with four bouts. A lot of action for Jennings and Carson to go scoreless through one period. Near fall situation for Trent Miller. He's going to run out of time. And it's going to be four near fall points, 12-2 at the end of two, I believe. Yep. Now the board goes to 13. I don't think that's right. I got 12. Thought we were at 8-2 with the takedown. Had a couple of issues there on that board a little earlier tonight with team point. Now we go back to 12. All right, we'll go there. Second period underway for Jennings and Carson. Still scoreless. Jennings is working on the bottom here. Neither scoring. Choose bottom position to try to set up that last opportunity. Or that first opportunity to get the match's first point. Sit out by Jennings. Now up to his feet. Carson leaning around the waist and trying to step in front of the right leg. Been there a long time. Picks Jennings up and gets him back onto his knees. Avoided a stall call. Jennings goes through a roll, and Carson trapped him for a one count. Jennings got up, almost came up over the top, and now he gets stuck back onto his shoulders. Near fall count. Stalemate between Miller and Brackman. Jennings gets exposed. Another situation here. It's 4-0 lead for Lucas Carson. Again, he had a major decision against Jennings when they met in early December at the Trinity Duels. Near fall points are coming when the period ends or the hold is lost, and that's should be about right about now. I think it's going to be two back points. It is. It's 4-0 Carson at the end of two. Early third period, 12-3 lead for Trent Miller of Thomas Jefferson. Jags in a situation, any win clinches the dual meet and a spot in the quarterfinals. If they get there, it'll be the 3 versus the 6. Good to have you along on WJPA FM in Washington, online WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, and video coming your way on NFHS. Hopefully we're going to get a few minutes between rounds, if for nothing else but to catch our breath. 15 seconds to go. Trent Miller with the 12-point lead. Not been able to find a way to turn Brackman underneath here. Brackman goes to a roll and almost put his own shoulders at peril. But that one's going to end 15-3. Trent Miller with the major decision. TJ clinches the duel. Jags 38, North Hills 14. Jennings shoulders exposed. He's already down 7-0 and gets cranked over one more time. Gets his leg free. Two back points for Carson to go up 9-0 with a minute 10 to go in their third period. Well, both teams clinch early. Going to wrestle it off. At least so far we are. Go the distance. Shep Turk for TJ. No surprise there. Turk quickly with a takedown to take a 3-0 lead. Parker Jennings trails Lucas Carson 12-0 with 30 seconds to go. If he gets cranked over and gets to a three-point near fall, that match would end there in a tech fall. North Hills, a couple of different wrestlers available to go at 285. Berkonen Sobrianov is weighed in at 285. And about major decision for Lucas Carson, 12-0. Team score goes to 41-24. Trinity a winner. Shepherd Turk ends his bout with a fall in 55 seconds. TJ 44, North Hills 14. We'll go to 107 there when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Zach Rehack for TJ, Giovanni Polito for North Hills, wrestling at 107 pounds. TJ with the dual meet in hand, up 44-14 this bout, and one more to go. Takedown for Rehack. He run first of all back through the TJ and North Hills matchup. Cradle in for Rehack. We'll start that recap for you in just a moment, but Polito unable to kick out. The fall comes in a minute and 5 seconds. 50-14 Jags. 1:14 match coming up when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve.
Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Robert Cordova for Thomas Jefferson, or Monty Polito on the mat for North Hills. My apologies. Cordova just a little slide by and ends up on top to get the takedown. Both dual meets started at 121 pounds. North Hills got a major decision from Brady Rohaley over Dominic Costa. We're going to go 12-3 the final there. The major decision gave North Hills a 4-0 lead. TJ got the back-to-back sixes, a default win for Logan LeBrier, Jacob LeBrier, Logan Milligan unable to continue, a problem with a right shoulder, and defaulted out. And then Cameron Timko at 133 pounds, Cameron Timko of TJ pinning Sean Murphy Jr. in a minute and 13 seconds. Jags had a 12-4 lead. North Hills came back to win two in a row, major decision and a fall, the major for Paul Sermonero, 14-5 winner over Liam Overdorf, and then Adam Overton pinning Colby Engel in 2 minutes and 43 seconds. That put North Hills in front 14-12. It would last all of 30 seconds as the big three came to the mat, or three of the big four came to the mat for Thomas Jefferson. Three straight falls for the Allegheny County champions. Get back to our recap here in a moment. Near fall situation for Robert Cordova, trying to shove the left shoulder blade to the mat. Now step across. The left one is up now. The right one went down, but Cordova couldn't hold Polito there, and four near falls coming to make it 10-0 at the end of one. Maddox Shaw pinning Thomas Clunan in 30 seconds. Braden White pinning Austin DiMartino in 2:22. And Bodie Marlowe by fall over Santo Sermonero in 2:46. Boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, TJ had a 30-14 lead. Zach LeBrier followed with a major decision, 13-0 win over Carter Morbay. Trent Miller, major decision over Alex Brackman, 15-3. The Jags were up 38-14, dual meet in hand. Shep Turk pinning Berhanen Sobyanov in 55 seconds, and Zach Rehak pinning Giovanni Polito in 105. And now a 10-0 lead for Robert Cordova as TJ looking to put a little exclamation point on this. When we go to the quarterfinal match between TJ and Trinity, we're going to start at 127 pounds, bump up one. Ready, 10-0 lead for Cordova, and he's close to getting the fall. Polito got off his back again a second time. Near falls take it out to 14-0 with a minute to go. Any further scoring here before Polito finds a point, and this bout will end in a technical fall. And got one, make it two swipes, and the technical fall going to end the match at 3 minutes and 10 seconds, tech fall. And Thomas Jefferson, a 55-14 win. We'll recap the Trinity West Allegheny bout for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Let's get you a quick recap of the Trinity-West Allegheny match. West Allegheny got a technical foul to start. Thomas Bencho with a 21-3 win over Trinity's Land and Alt. Indians up 5-0. Dominic Canale pinning Mason Bryan in a minute and 16 seconds to put the Hillers up 6-5. West A with back-to-back wins. Tech fall for A.J. Snatchko over Jacob Wright of Trinity. And then Logan Slovic, a 8-6 win over Devin Junko. Junko pinned Slovic when these two met back in early December, but Slovic a win makes it a 9-point swing, and West Allegheny had a 13-6 lead, but that didn't last long. T.J. Allison pinning Blake Sheppes in 59 seconds. Luke Poland by fall over Grayson Gardner in a minute and 26 seconds put Trinity in front to stay. They would win the next four bouts as well. Bear Bruckner with an 18-2 technical fall at the four-minute mark over Cameron Simon. Tegan Barr pinning Jace Stanton in 2 minutes and 33 seconds. Jackson Bruckner gets a forfeit at 189 pounds. And Ian Holub, a winner by fall over Tegan Gates in a minute and 7 seconds. Trinity led 41-13. West Allegheny won the last three bouts. Major decision for Cam Dana over Edric Williams at 285. Michael Johnson, a 5-4 win over Jackson Hoy. And Lucas Carson, a major decision over Parker Jennings, set our final score at Trinity 41, West Allegheny 24. Coming up still, we'll recognize our outstanding wrestlers, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. You can't turn on the TV or scroll through social media without being bombarded by insurance commercials. They're everywhere, even on the radio. Low rates, big savings. We'll insure your pet iguana. Okay, maybe not the iguana. Sadly, many times you're not saving money. You're just getting your coverage slashed. By the time there's a claim, it's too late to see you've been duped. At Chambers Insurance, our goal is to improve your coverage and get you savings. We're local, family-owned, and we'll work with you to find the right coverage. Chambers Insurance, since 1953.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Finna make common sense cool again. No trippin', I'm the man, caught slippin'. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only saw him fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
And now it's time to recognize our outstanding wrestlers, one for each winner, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. First of all, for Thomas Jefferson, I'm going to go with Zach LeBrier, 189-pound for TJ, a 13-0 major decision shutout of Carter Morvay was dominant in that. I mean, in this day and age, when a guy doesn't score in wrestling today, that's a dominant performance, and the major decision put the Jags over the top, put them up by 20 with four bouts to go, and they rolled on to win the dual meet 55-14. So Zach LeBrier, our TJ, outstanding wrestler. And in that same range in the weight class, bout number 8 went to Tegan Barr of Trinity, pinning Jace Stanton of West Allegheny, 2:33 the time of the fall. That gave Trinity a 16-point lead, up 29-13. They would roll on to clinch the dual meet two bouts later and go on to a 41-24 victory. They tell us that we're going to start action at 7:30, so for our producers, you guys are going to hear a countdown coming your way here pretty quickly. Our connection, those of you logged in already, you can just stay right there. Everything's going to be the same. We're not disconnecting or anything. Those of you listening on air, going to get a chance to get you our nightly feature with the Pennsylvania Lottery as well. Tonight's matches on the WJPA Sports Network have been brought to you in part by Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, and online at chambersinsurance.com. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an Advanced Surgical Hospital. By the Day Insurance Agency, celebrating 50 years of service on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. By Eber & Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on eberinsurance.com. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Coming up shortly, the WPIL 3A team tournament quarterfinals as number 6 Trinity takes on number 3 Thomas Jefferson. Thanks to our head coaches, to Phil Mary, Tony and Savannah from Thomas Jefferson wrestling team, and Bill Chirpak and the crew here at TJ. For our floor director, Nate Rigotti, videographer Josh Laird, and our producers, Bill Chapo and Dave Anthony, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL Wrestling Team Tournament, AAA first round, your final scores, Thomas Jefferson 55, North Hills 14, and Trinity 41, West Allegheny 24. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.